Sean Livingston joins us on Sports Byline, guard for the Golden State Warriors in his 11th season with 10 NBA teams. You know, when I say 11 seasons and 10 NBA teams, a lot of people will come up with the thought, well, I guess he couldn't make it here or there. What's the reality of why you've moved around, Sean?
First it happened, obviously. I had a knee injury at 21, and then from there, it was just kind of catching on, being in the right situation. And then a couple of the teams and situations that I was in, you know, just kind of the right time, you know, or the wrong time in my case, and being in the right system, you know, some of the teams I was put into different trades, you know, just to make trades work. So it's just all about catching on and being, you know, kind of the right fit or the right system. And I think the past couple of years is kind of, you know, it's kind of went in my way.
It says certainly something about your determination, something about the character of Sean Livingston as well. What was it that bolstered you along the way not to give up?
Well, you know, God for sure, for, you know, just having faith in him and, you know, understanding that he's going to bring me through regardless of how dark or how long the path is. Just having that faith, you know, mentally in yourself and, you know, staying prayed up, and then family support system, you know, and, you know, your close friends. I mean, the people that just, you know, they believe in you. And I think that goes a long way because, again, you know, you have to have confidence in yourself. Majority of the game and, you know, in professional sports is just confidence. You know, the talent is there, the potential is there, all the, you know, the work ethic. But, you know, the mental side of it, I think, is, you know, is the side that I think fans, they don't necessarily relate to the most. You know, and you just have to have confidence in yourself. And for me to push myself through that process, it really helped.
One of the things that's interesting about your life and about your career, Sean, is the fact you decided not to attend college and you entered the 2004 NBA draft. You were selected fourth overall by the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, you were just a young kid, and making a big-time decision like that was hard. Tell me how you went through making that decision. What were the influences that said, hey, let me make a shot at the NBA?
Well, I think it was the biggest, you know, the biggest key was, at the time, I was committed to go to Duke, but, you know, I was slotted to be a top five pick, you know, in most of the mock drafts, the draft board. So at the time, I was working out in Chicago with Tim Grover, legendary trainer, Michael Jordan. And, you know, he at the time was kind of telling me that I had a shot, and also just with his connections that he had. You know, I didn't want to hire an agent because I didn't want to give up my college eligibility. So I wanted to test the waters. And he had pretty much about 29 or 30 scouts come in and, you know, watch me over the course of a week. And, you know, I did one workout, and from there just kind of had some feedback. And, you know, it was just about making the best decision for me at the time. And I think the NBA and kind of being in that top five slot, it was, you know, it was kind of the right opportunity for me.
Also, did you want to kind of run away at times? Because you had a lot of people, I'm sure, whispering in your ear, telling you about your abilities, also maybe family members, maybe people in the community, people that knew you, friends and everything. That's got to be daunting for somebody who's 18 years old.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to handle. You know, luckily, again, just my support system, you know, having good people around me. And, you know, just, again, just kind of filtering out. You just have to filter out, you know, the good and the bad. Mostly, you know, the negative talk and anything that can kind of, you know, have a negative impact just, you know, on what you think about yourself or, you know, your abilities. And for me, just always trying to have the utmost confidence in myself. I mean, it was very important. And 18, it's a lot to handle. I mean, you're usually just getting out the house, just going into college, you know, learning responsibility for the first time. So for me, it was different going into a locker room at 18, then also, you know, with the money, financial responsibilities and all the temptations. You know, there's a lot to handle, but I was blessed to have good people around me.
Yeah, I mean, that is really challenging. I mean, all of a sudden you go from 18 being in high school instead of going into college, you go right into professional basketball, where, as you said, there's a lot of challenges around you as well. And when I think about you having accomplished that, was there any particular moment when you think back on it that makes you smile a little bit, where you could have gone maybe the wrong way but didn't?
You know, I guess the biggest, you know, the biggest one that obviously jumps out is just, you know, the process where, you know, my injury, where I got injured, and, you know, just wanting, how easy it is to quit. You know, a lot of the times when the chips are down, you know, that's when it really shows your true character, because obviously that's life, right? It's not always, you know, it's not always good, but it's not always bad. You know, it's ups and downs, but it's also just how you deal with it, how you deal with adversity, how you deal with the negative, you know, the negativity that comes in and creeps into your life or your mindset, you know. And for me, going through that process of having to rehab, having to make it back, having to listen to people tell you, you know, that your career is over, or what you can't do, or who you could, you know, who you can't be, or, you know, who you were supposed to be, all of those things, you know, and then not to quit, but to continue to fight through it, and then also to make it back, and not only make it back, but, you know, make an impact, you know, a realistic impact at a professional level. I mean, that was, for me, that was kind of a bit, you know, a bittersweet thing.
Yeah, because I know pro athletes have a standard by which they have to perform by. I mean, media can say what they want, fans can say what they want, but the athlete knows the level of competition and success that they'll live with. And that game was in 2007. It was a debilitating knee injury that damaged almost every part of your left knee, and it took you about a year and a half to return to action. Which is harder to do, heal the body that's been injured or heal the mind that suffered the injury as well?
It's a little bit of both. That's a great question. It's a little bit of both. You know, the body, again, it goes through its own process, and you just have to respect it. You have to respect the fact that, you know, you have to let it rest, you have to let it heal. You know, luckily I had some of the best doctors in the world, Dr. James Andrews and William Clancy, you know, working on my surgery. It went well. Then the healing process and the rehab process, you know, and then you plateau, you know, you have good days, bad days. So, I mean, it's a lot, but the mental standpoint, I think, is probably harder, because you have to come back. You have to come back, and you have to really, you know, trust your instincts. You know, it's moving so fast at a professional level. I mean, everybody's so fast and strong, you know, and you don't have time to necessarily think about trusting your leg. You know, it just has to, you know, it just has to happen in a split second. And I think it comes, you know, over time. But, you know, when you do get it, it's definitely a liberating feeling.
Tell me about June 16th, 2008, when the doctors allowed you to resume basketball activities. What was your reaction to that?
Man, it was, again, it was very liberating. It was just like, you know, just like a spirit of freedom, you know. It was only for a contact, you know, so it was kind of like, you know, I started playing one-on-one and three-on-three and stuff like that. And then as I got into the middle of the summer, that's when I started to play a little bit of five-on-five. But it was all controlled because, you know, at the same instance, I couldn't really just go out and play for as long as I wanted to play. You know, I had to play maybe for a game or two, you know, and then just kind of sit down and rest nice. And then the next day I may not be able to play, you know, because the knee might swell up. Might have some soreness in there. So again, just, you know, that's very frustrating as an athlete, as a competitor, you know, because you want to just go, you want to just play. You know, I mean, I'm only 22, 23 years old, so I'm still young, and I'm still used to being youthful and young and bouncing around, but my body wouldn't let me. So it was just, you know, it was a tough process to go through, but, you know, it definitely built character.
I asked a friend of mine, I brought up your name, and I said, what do you think of when you think of Sean Livingston? And he said, he's a student of the game. And I sort of read a quote where it said, Steve Kerr, your coach with the Warriors, thinks that you're one of the smartest players he's ever been around. Does that verify the fact that you are a student of the game?
Oh, I mean, that's that's very, very, very encouraging words coming from, you know, somebody like Steve, because just about, you know, being, I mean, the type of players he's played with, the type of systems he's been in. I mean, he's you know, he's been around some great basketball minds. So that's flattering to hear. But, I mean, I think it just comes from, you know, where I'm from, you know, where I played the game at, and, you know, I've been playing since I was six, you know, and I love the game. I studied the greats, you know, I played with some of the, you know, some great players, you know, come all the way back from grade school and high school. So, you know, now it's just always been a part of my life where I understand it. I get it. It's, you know, it just comes natural and it's instinctive. You know, so I think that's helped me as well to be able to deal with this type of injury.
Some of the players that you have played with, Sam Cassell, Dwayne Wade, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce along the way. What's the commonality those great players have?
Man, the competitiveness, you know, it's ferocious. You know, there's kind of a dog-eat-dog kind of thing. It's, you know, I mean, it's just the way they compete, you know, and they'll do anything to win against anybody, you know, and I think that's kind of what separates, you know, that elite level, because they have all the tools, but that mindset, you know, that kind of killer mindset where, you know, they want to win by any means necessary, you know, and those guys will compete, you know, and they'll also, you know, they're not afraid, you know, to have it out with their teammates, to have it out with their coaches, you know, if it means that they're going to win and they're doing everything they can to win, you know, and that's, I think that's kind of what separates, you know, those type of players, you know, from average ones.
One of the things that I like about you, Sean, is, and I'm going to use this word, adaptable. Am I correct about that? As I watched you come into the game off the bench the other night, you know, you adjusted to what the situation was in that game. You kind of like kind of being a chameleon, being whatever is needed at the time you're needed. Am I correct?
Yeah, just making plays, whatever that may be, defensively, offensively, you know, just kind of being that glue, whether it's scoring, whether it's trying to, you know, make some defensive plays, get in a rebound. You know, that's kind of where I excel. You know, that's where my game has gone, you know, in 11 years. So it's just, again, whatever the team may need. I think we have a bunch of players on the, you know, on this Warriors team that have that common trait. And I think that's what really makes it dangerous, because we're very versatile. We have guys that can do, you know, many things out there on the court. So that really makes it hard to scout us.
When you take a look at the young players that you're playing with, particularly in the backcourt, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, you look at them, what do you see in those two, and why do they work so well together?
Man, they complement each other. I mean, what Steph brings, you know, and what Klay brings, you know, just that continuity. You know, they complement each other. They both can drive and kick. They both can spot up. You know, Steph, I mean, his playmaking abilities is elite, you know. So for him to be able to draw that much attention, and then you have a guy like Klay, you know, who can hurt you as well, inside or out. I mean, it makes it very hard to, you know, to come off those guys. And, you know, so I think the game kind of opens up for both of those guys because, you know, they have each other out there on the court. So, I mean, it makes the game a lot easier. And I'm sure, you know, they would say the same thing.
We got about a minute left. And when you take a look at this club, I mean, they're 26-5. They're playing such good basketball. They seem to be unselfish. They seem to like each other. Have you seen a team like this? Have you played on other teams that were as close-knit as this team appears to be?
Yeah, I played on some good teams, but I don't know if I played on a better team than this. This is, you know, from what we have, I mean, this is definitely probably the deepest team. You know, I was on a good team last year in Brooklyn. I mean, after our catastrophe of the beginning, Brooklyn, that was a good team. The Clippers, we went to the playoffs. You know, those were probably some of the best teams I've been on. But, I mean, this team right here, you know, I think all of us, you know, really feel we have a chance to do something special this year. And, you know, I think the sky's the limit. But, again, we're only third way through the season. And, you know, we just want to stay competitive and stay, you know, stay hungry. So,
in about 20 seconds, is this game still fun for you? I mean, you've been playing in a long time now, 11 years, and sometimes that's hard for anybody to do one thing that long.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's still a passion. Again, what I went through and everything that I've gone through with my knee injury, I mean, it makes you appreciate the game and that, you know, everything that you have. And I'm grateful to be able to get up every morning, you know, have the job that I have and playing the game that I love. And, you know, I don't take it for granted. So I'm very grateful.
Well, thank you for joining us here on Sports Byline. You're welcome here anytime. Take care, Sean.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Sean Livingston, guard for the Golden State Warriors in his 11th season, and again, playing so well for the Warriors. We continue on Sports Byline.